As a public hearing. Again, Mr. Patterson.
Mr. Mayor, council members, this item goes hand in hand with the previous annexation petition. As mentioned, four properties would be forced annexed by the approval of that annexation. And as I stated, all four properties currently have fireworks sales periodically during the year. As such, the city thought that it would be appropriate to apply C2 commercial zoning to those properties in an effort to figure out a way to allow them to continue their sales as they were incorporated into the city. This item went to the Planning and Zoning Commission at the April 1st meeting. They voted to recommend approval of this request.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I have a question, and I don't know who this is for, but I understand that accompanying this is going to be a proposal ordinance, I don't know what to call it, that would officially allow them to be grandfathered in to continue. Can you maybe just speak to that? I know we don't have that tonight, but we'll have it
next council
meeting.
That's correct. It's scheduled to appear before you at the next council meeting. The fire department, Ms. Reardon and I have worked together to come up with an amendment to our current fireworks ordinance that would allow for these property owners to continue the sales of all of their fireworks that they offer as they're incorporated in. And we think that we have the amendments in place that would allow just these property owners to participate in the sales of those fireworks. It's not something that would be offered citywide, depending on whether or not that's accepted. That's what we've come up with so far.
Any questions for Mr. Patterson?
Should these properties be sold, that right would not go with the sale.
That's correct.
Further
again,
questions?
That's the proposal. Nothing is in place yet.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Anyone else?